Good morning. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, November the 20th. I'm Joy Cardine, and you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. As we talk this hour about the price of election reform, there's a bill in Congress that would amend the Help America Vote Act of 2002 and would add some new requirements, like requiring a paper trail at the voting booth, a paper record of our votes. The Voter Confidence and Increased Accessibility Act also mandates durability, readability, and polling place availability for paper ballots. It develops security standards for voting systems used in federal elections and requires random audits of federal election results. The proposed legislation, which has the supports of many Democrats in Congress, has many local officials in Wisconsin worried, including our first guest this morning, who says if the federal government keeps changing the standards, it will keep costing more to keep up. So we will ask you, do you want a paper record of your vote? Or does this make little sense to you after Wisconsin communities spent thousands of dollars to update their systems that now they should have to change them again, costing more money? 1-800-642-1234, our toll-free number if you have a thought or question about this. 1-800-642-1234. If you're in Madison, 263-1890. Or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our first guest this morning is Richard Stoudeman. He is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Towns Association, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, to give credit where credit is due, we found this story and your reaction to the bill in the Green Bay Press Gazette on Sunday, and it said that you, along with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities and the State Elections Board, have all expressed opposition to this legislation. Why?
Well, first of all, I want to indicate that this is a proposal that was actually introduced earlier this year in response to some voter practices in other states more than in Wisconsin. Wisconsin does have systems that have been approved and are in use that actually have a paper trail. But there are other states such as Florida, Georgia, Maryland, who have approved voting systems that do not have a paper trail. The concern we have is that in this bill, there are additional requirements that would possibly require that Wisconsin systems, which have a paper trail, would have to be modified or actually changed. And in doing that, we would have to change the equipment that we've already invested in our state.
So all voting machines in Wisconsin have a paper trail?
Right. There are seven systems that the State Election Board has certified as meeting the federal requirements under the HAVA Act, which is the Help America Voting Act of 2002. So all systems are required to actually have a paper trail. One of the changes that was being discussed initially was that the paper trail had to be of a type of paper that was considered archival quality. What that really means, what the standards of that wasn't really determined, would have been determined by a federal commission. And the concern was is that that might not have been adaptable to some of the systems we have. The systems we have vary from actually printing a ballot, as anyone would mark paper ballot, to having a kind of a computer type of tape or a adding machine tape within the system. In addition to they having the archival type of paper, which was initially proposed and which is now being discussed as being maybe reduced to some type of durable paper that can withstand handling over a period of time, for example, during recounts. There's other issues that were being discussed and proposed, one of which is that all systems would have to be verifiable by the actual voter. Now, the systems themselves that we have approved in Wisconsin do allow the voter to verify the system as to what their vote is. All systems had to give the voter an opportunity to check their ballot. Currently, some of the systems, which are particularly touchscreen type of systems, and are accessible for blind individuals because they have to have an audio component, can verify what their vote intent was. But the actual ballot and the paper trail might not be marked until they make a final decision and authorize the printing of the ballot. Whereas the federal system has talked about actually allowing the voter to verify their own individual ballot, and in effect that would be a system that some of our current systems, or some, a requirement that some of our current systems wouldn't meet. So some of these requirements that are being asked for or proposed in the federal would require changes in systems that we already have, for which we think are currently accountable in providing, you know, the integrity you want in local elections.
Yeah, now, I have to admit, I was confused when I was reading about this bill, because here in Madison we have those optical scanner voting machines. There's a big cardboard ballot.
Yep.
I don't walk out of the voting booth, though, with some sort of paper receipt saying, here's what I voted for.
No, but you can personally see it, so you can actually
right.
verify it and see it before you actually turn it in for casting. And the systems that would be required would allow that any individual, including visually impaired, could verify what their paper ballot was that they were turning in. Some of Wisconsin's systems allow the verification to be done on the computer, and is done internally by voice message to the voter, and then the ballot is printed and recorded, and the paper trail exists at that point. By having the voter verification before they turn the ballot in, again, some of our systems would not meet those requirements.
Yeah. We're going to take a short weather break, and then we'll continue talking about this bill in Congress that would require additional mandates when it comes to the paper trail at the voting booth, added security measures, the possibility of federal audits of election results. We're talking with a guest who, along with many other local government leaders, opposed to this Voter Confidence and Increased Accessibility Act. We wonder what you think, what questions you have at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up on 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, November the 20th, we're talking about a bill in the House of Representatives that's called the Voter Confidence and Increased Accessibility Act. It would amend the Help America Vote Act of 2002 with a number of requirements such as permanent paper records, federal audits of election results, and ballot verification for voters with disabilities. We're talking with a guest who says that Wisconsin has already complied with the Help America Vote Act of 2002, and this additional legislation would mean further changes and money and scrambling. And our guest says it's really not necessary for Wisconsin. We wonder what you think, what questions you have at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Richard Stoudeman, who is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Towns Association. And our first caller is John in Mason. Hi, John, you're on the air.
Okay, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
Well, you're on the air. This is Joy Cardine, and you're talking with our guests, so go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a retired military officer that moved up here in northern Wisconsin, my home community, and I've been a town chairman, I've been a county board chairman, and I'm very familiar with the voting system in this county, and it's a rural area, and last year when I went to vote, they had these two nice, brand-new machines. Nobody knew how to use them, not even myself, who have got a technical degree. And we hired the same number of people that we always did to take care of the voting. And I didn't see anybody use the machine. And I'd like to know why this sort of thing was pushed on all these people, everybody, to have these voting machines. I think it's a total waste of time.
Well, I mean, what kind of voting machine is it, John?
Well, it's an electronic one. It sets up there and nobody uses it, so I don't know much about it. I didn't even use it because I had to ask questions about it all the time. The people spend most of their time telling people how to use the machines, and nobody wanted to use it. It's and I'm sure this is typical of almost every small community that's been had these machines sold down their throat. And I, like I said, I've been on town boards and county boards and been town chairman and town supervisors, and I think this is totally ridiculous to spend all this money and now try to go back and try to establish a paper trail when we've had paper trails all along.
Yeah. So I'm trying to understand. So there's this electronic voting machine, but you chose not to use it and did something else?
Yeah, I could vote a regular ballot.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Why buy a voting machine when everybody's voting a regular ballot?
Yeah.
Joy, the HAVA Act actually required that every polling place have a handicapped accessible machine. So what John is talking about is an investment that the federal government actually has paid of $18 million for a have a compatible equipment, something that an individual who has disabilities can use at each polling place. We have 3,000 polling places approximately in Wisconsin. The federal government actually paid up to $6,000 per polling place, so a total of about $18 million has already been spent. Now, that was mandated by the Help America Voting Act of 2002, so that individuals with disabilities would be able to vote independently and privately by themselves. Any of those machines typically have the ability for a blind person, for example, to touch a screen, to have an audio and directions as to indicate how they're voting. And so every polling place in Wisconsin, 3,000 of them, have a handicapped accessible piece of equipment that meets the state standards. It's part of the seven systems that have been approved. Now, in many rural communities, particularly in the northern part of the state, they still have paper ballots, which is allowed. It's up to the local elector to decide whether they want to use the machine or whether they want to continue to use the paper ballot. Now, we have many communities that have gone to Mark Sense, as you mentioned, in the city of Madison. Those systems have some technology, but there's still a paper ballot. The voter actually sees what they voted for, and the counting actually is expedited. But every polling place in Wisconsin has a handicapped accessible machine as of this point. Our concern, as I indicated earlier, is that if we have new standards at the federal level, some of our current systems may not be acceptable for what the federal standards may become, and we'll have to change. One of the other factors we were concerned about is this bill was introduced earlier this year, and originally it was proposed to be that all facilities would have to be compliant by 2008, the next presidential election. And the longer it goes before this bill passed, the shorter that time becomes. Now, the House version is being talked about to delay it to 2010. The Senate is actually talking about leading to the following presidential election, 2012. But part of our concern has always been is trying to implement this in a very short time.
Mm-hmm. How much would these new standards cost Wisconsin?
Well, it's hard to predict because we really don't know what the standard is going to be for the paper. What is it going to mean, archival quality? What type of paper is it going to have to mean? We don't know, for example, what additional requirements we may have to provide for voter verification on some of these systems, and if it requires another piece of equipment so that the paper ballot can actually be printed and then they have the option to review it, even the individuals who are blind. So we really don't know. Another area in the bill that's been proposed is the audit requirements that you mentioned earlier. And these would be independent audit requirements on federal elections, which would be random sampling of various equipment prior to certification of the results. And we have recount requirements in all elections, which individual candidates can request, but these audit requirements would have to be done before the actual election could be certified. So one of the problems with the audit requirement is, in Wisconsin, where we have, along with 12 other states, a September primary, and then a very short time to our fall general election in November, the audit requirements may actually delay the certification and have a very short time between the fall primary and the general election. Some other states, Illinois, for example, I think has a much earlier spring primary, and they wouldn't have as big a concern. But all these things are being proposed without thinking through the consequences of how we're going to continue to handle elections in a proper and fair manner.
Thanks to John for calling in. But again, the answer to John's question is that machine in his voting area is required because it's handicap accessible, right?
Right, and that was part of the HAVA, that every polling place have that for the independence of individuals. I know we've heard a lot of concerns of local officials. We don't have individuals that have that. I mean, in the past, anyone who had a disability could either vote with assistance of an individual at the polling place. We even had what traditionally was considered curbside voting, where two election inspectors could go out to a vehicle and that person could vote in their car. The disabled groups felt, though, that that wasn't being able to vote the same as any other individual, privately and individually. And so they pushed hard over the years, as well as the Americans with Disability Act, and in this bill, the HAVA Act, to allow as much independence and privacy on the part of disabled individuals, including blind individuals. So that's why you have the technology that was developed to meet that kind of accessibility.
Next, we go to Gene in Madison. Hi, Gene.
Yes, I strongly support all of the stated reasons for this new act. I could only remind people in Wisconsin that just a year or so ago in Milwaukee, it was some newspaper reporter who told the election officials, gee, there are a heck of a lot more numbers of people, you say there were 29,000 people who voted, but only 15 registered or whatever. We have errors that occur in this state also. The most important requirement in this bill is having a mandatory sampling of the results, as voting is an industrial process, and everybody who's ever worked in an industrial plant knows they have quality control. And the way you make sure that things were done correctly and keep the people who are running machines honest is to have sampling, and it has to be sampling which isn't controlled by the people who are running the machines. We have problems in Wisconsin. They pale in comparison to Ohio or Florida, but this new law would fix all of the horrible problems that came out of the HAVA Act, which is not necessarily vote-friendly. And HAVA came in, and we still had a 2004 election with huge problems. And as far as having paper for recount, all you have to do is read about what happened in Ohio to realize how we really do need national standards. Just because Wisconsin may think that we're above the fray, we're a part of a country, and we have to have national standards for a national election so people could be confident that your vote will count, not be counted by someone who may or may not get it right. And then I, as a citizen, can't ask for a recount or pay for a recount to see whether or not that election official did do it correctly.
Yeah, hold on, Gene, so I can get our guest in on this before our news break. The sampling of results is important, according to Gene.
Well, I would agree we want integrity in our elections. His reference to the Milwaukee numbers being initially reported as being overcounted or undercounted, I remember which way it went, is in part just an initial response, initial number, and those kind of things are caught in our current canvassing process, so that in effect the actual canvass of the votes and the follow-up on the day after election within 2-3 days, I think, would check any of those issues, and did in the Milwaukee situation. You just had a reporting on the night of the election that get a discrepancy from the final vote.
It's important to have national standards, even if we think we're above the fray.
Well, I think we want integrity across the country. There's no question about it. But in some ways, our concern is trying to push this on states that actually have systems that meet the requirements that we're talking about, the paper system, having the ability to verify the ballots in a certain way, even though if it's not verified by the office, the individual voter, before it's actually printed. Those are in our system, and to force all states to meet these requirements in a very short time. As I said, this bill originally was going to require it by 2008. Now there's discussion of putting it off, but we were under the gun of saying we'd have to meet some requirement that even as of right now, we don't know what the standards are going to be. That all costs money. Local governments have to respond. We're under levy limits as far as how much money we can raise.
Yeah, and I've got to leave it there because we're at our news break. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll talk more about this after the news. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along on this Tuesday, November the 20th. So how confident are you that your vote is counted correctly at your local polling place? Would you be more confident if the Voter Confidence Act in Congress, an amendment to the Help America Vote Act of 2002, which requires a permanent paper trail and other security standards, passed? We just heard from a guest from the Wisconsin Towns Association who objected to the proposed legislation because of the additional requirements that would cost a lot to implement after local communities just spent a lot to comply with the last Election Reform Act. And he says he doesn't think Wisconsin should have to pay for the mistakes of Florida in 2000 or Ohio in 2004. If the bill passed and goes into effect before next November's presidential election, local governments would have to scramble to meet the mandates. We wonder what you think, what questions you have about this new act in Congress. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our next guest is Mike McCabe, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So what do you think of this Voter Confidence Act in Congress?
Well, you know, I think that local town clerks or village clerks have every reason to be frustrated because the Help America Vote Act was not passed because of problems in Wisconsin. It was passed because of problems in places like Florida. And this new legislation in Congress also is being considered not because of problems in Wisconsin, but because of problems in places like Ohio and Florida. And you know, in Wisconsin, local town clerks and village clerks have done a very good job running elections for many years. And then all of a sudden, they got this legislation imposed on them that wasn't in response to anything that they were doing wrong in Wisconsin. And they've had to adapt to that legislation. And the reality is that in places like Wisconsin, the Help America Vote Act made running elections a heck of a lot more complicated and difficult. It hasn't helped in Wisconsin. It's actually made things more complex. And so I understand their frustrations, and I think they have legitimate concerns. You know, and also in Wisconsin, we were able to already push through what we called the paper trail bill that requires any electronic voting machine used in Wisconsin to produce a verifiable paper record.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that problem has been addressed in Wisconsin, even though we didn't have the kinds of problems that Florida and Ohio and other states experienced. We pushed that through, so that problem's taken care of at the state level. But then this federal legislation goes well beyond that and creates new requirements and new mandates that will make the process of running elections for town clerks and village clerks in small communities that much more complicated and difficult. So, they have a legitimate beef when you've got a one-size-fits-all solution that's imposed on states that some of which had huge problems and some of which didn't. That's the flaw in that sort of approach to election reform.
Yeah. According to this article that was in the Green Bay Press Gazette, many of the machines we have in Wisconsin, it says, don't provide individual or permanent paper records as required by this bill.
Well, we now have the paper trail bill in Wisconsin that requires any electronic voting machine to produce a verifiable paper record. And complying with that will be a process for all communities to, as they buy any electronic voting equipment, to buy it from vendors that can comply with Wisconsin's law. If this new federal legislation goes in place, it will be not only a challenge for those communities to make sure that they are getting machines that can produce a permanent paper record, but then they'll have to comply with all of its other provisions as well. And, you know, I think the reality on the ground in Wisconsin is that you had thousands of local municipalities that were running elections, and they were doing a very good job of running elections. And they now have been put in a position, and you're talking about a local village clerk or town clerk here in most cases, they're now put in a position of sometimes having to hire additional staff or take on additional costs that their local municipality may not be able to afford, to jump through a bunch of new hoops that are addressing problems that occurred very, very far away from their communities.
Yeah.
And I think this whole issue has sort of spun out of control because I think people who are trying to respond to the problems in Ohio and Florida need to do a better job of addressing problems in Ohio and Florida,
mm-hmm.
and other states where serious problems have cropped up, and then let people who have been doing a good job of running elections have some flexibility in how they go about making sure that election integrity is protected in their own communities and states.
Yeah, we heard from a caller who I know this issue is very important to just before our news break, who said national elections need national standards, though. Even if we've been doing okay in Wisconsin, everybody should be following the same rules.
Well, you know, I think in theory and in principle, that is something that I agree with wholeheartedly. But take the Help America Vote Act, for example. One of the things that the Help America Vote Act did was require a statewide voter registration system. And Wisconsin is unusual among states because we don't administer elections at the county level. We administer elections at the municipal level. So we don't have 72 counties running elections. We have thousands of municipalities responsible for running elections. And our law said that if you have less than 5,000 people in your community, you didn't even have to register voters. So we had town clerks and village clerks who were registering voters for the very first time. And they were doing it with a system that was developed by a private company called Accenture that the state of Wisconsin contracted with that created a computerized voter registration system that didn't work and that doesn't work properly to this day. It was supposed to be completed under the Help America Vote Act by January 1 of 2006. It's still not completed, and it still doesn't function properly. And so town and village clerks and city clerks and people across the state have had to comply with these new voter registration requirements using equipment that they are unfamiliar with. It's an enormously complicated computer system, and it doesn't work. Mm. So, you know, I think people have to look not only at the concept in principle that it's good to have federal standards, but then Congress, I think, has an obligation, and the state of Wisconsin has an obligation to reach that standard in a way that is practical, and they have an obligation to provide local election officials with the training and the resources to be able to meet these new requirements without having to strain those local government operations. And you've got small local governments, and you've got a town clerk or a village clerk who have 1,000 things to do along with running elections, and they're now being expected to do things that they never were expected to do before, and they're not being given the training or resources to do it. So my concern isn't with the theory of reaching more uniformity in the way we administer elections across the country. My concern is the way this has been handled in practice. And like so much federal legislation out there, what it is it's a bumper sticker slogan that's passed, but then attached to it is none of the resources or the means to make that bumper sticker slogan a reality. And I think the Help America Vote Act, as I said, has not helped Wisconsin vote. It has made running elections considerably more complicated and difficult.
We're talking with Mike McCabe, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, about a bill in the House of Representatives that's called the Voter Confidence and Increased Accessibility Act. It provides calls for a number of new requirements for voting systems, such as permanent paper records, federal audits of election results, and ballot verification for voters with disabilities, among other things. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 13 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk about the flu shot and whether it's safe. That's coming up in our next hour. Right now, we're talking with Mike McCabe, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, talking about a bill that would increase election mandates for Wisconsin communities. We also heard from a representative of the Wisconsin Towns Association opposed to this bill in Congress that would put a number of new requirements on communities, such as permanent paper records at the voting booth, federal audits of election results, and other mandates that local officials say would cost a lot of money, and are changing the rules right after a lot of communities already updated their election systems to comply with the Help America Vote Act of 2002. Our first caller for Mike McCabe is Annie in New London. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I think we need a paper trail no matter what. After that fiasco in Ohio, which I, under no circumstances, doubt that Diebold handed the election to that idiot Bush, we need a paper trail. In New London, we use the drawing arrow-type ballot, and it seems to work very well. We've got a paper trail. If we do it wrong, a machine kicks it out right away. Why don't they just install that across America? So those are my comments. We need a paper trail so that these computers are not manipulated to have an outcome that is not valid. And I'll take my response off here.
Right. The optical scanner machine is what I think she says she's using,
yeah.
Mike McCabe.
Those are widely used across Wisconsin. I agree with her 100%. If you had those machines across the country, we wouldn't have the problems that we have in other places around America. Many polling places in Wisconsin use those very kinds of ballots, the optically scanned ballots. That creates a permanent paper trail of the vote. And we do have a paper trail bill in Wisconsin. We don't have a national paper trail requirement, at least not yet, but we have pushed that through in Wisconsin. And, you know, and I guess the bottom line for me, Joy, is that I want the reality of election integrity, not just the illusion of election integrity. And I agree with the caller 100%. There should be a verifiable paper record of every single vote cast in America. The question is, how does the federal government get us there? I think Wisconsin is a state that's well out ahead on this front. We've been able to get a paper trail bill passed at the state level here. We have polling places that are using the kinds of ballots the caller describes. And you know, if I could say anything to Congress, I would say, help states like Wisconsin actually comply with the Help America Vote Act before you go off and create another illusion of election integrity. Because, you know, our computerized voter registration system, which is not the same as the actual ballots we cast, but the voter registration system that's been put in place doesn't work in Wisconsin. And it was supposed to be completed by January 1 of 2006. It is not completed yet. I think the federal government's got to come into states like Wisconsin and say, what can we do to get you in compliance with the Help America Vote Act before we impose new federal mandates on you that really either duplicate things that you're already doing in your own state or create, sort of make town clerks and village clerks go chasing their tails to make other changes after they've just been struggling to make the changes required in HAVA. So I think that, again, my concerns have to do with the practicality of making all of this change happen so that we get the reality of election integrity and not just an illusion.
Well, what about, though, again, Wisconsin seems to be doing a good job when it comes to this paper trail. But as Annie pointed out, Ohio it is not. So how else do you get Ohio to provide that paper trail if you don't have a national law that says so?
Well, but if you had a simple law that says every machine has to create a verifiable paper record, it would create a requirement in places like Ohio and Florida and Mississippi, and it would do that, but it would also simply reinforce laws that have already been passed in states like Wisconsin. So it wouldn't make clerks who are already responding to that state mandate comply with then a bunch of other stuff that they now have to do under a federal mandate. So it would be a cleaner and much more practical approach. If all the federal legislation did was simply say that every voting machine used in America will produce a verifiable paper record, then I think that it could be handled in places like Wisconsin with relatively little grief, and we could get on with the business of running elections and protecting election integrity, and you could see improvement in places like Ohio and Florida. But the local government officials in Wisconsin do have a beef because of the way this legislation is written and because of the way implementation of the Help America Vote Act has been handled, and the lack of resources, the lack of training, and all the rest. They do have a legitimate beef because they've been asked to make some changes. Now they might be asked to make even more changes, and they haven't seen the training and resources to make it happen. They've been sort of left to their own devices to respond to these mandates. And I think the core of their beef is that they're essentially being made to jump through all these hoops because of problems that do not originate from their own backyard.
Yeah. Well, what is it? What kind of grief, when it comes to the paper ballot requirements of this proposal, what kind of grief would that pose to Wisconsin?
My understanding is that it's not simply the paper trail requirement, but it's other provisions of the legislation, the way the legislation's written, that will make them change procedures that I'm not sure are necessary to change. They're already going through, as I said, an amazing amount of change, because a lot of municipalities in Wisconsin, those under 5,000 in population, never had to formally register voters before. And they now have been required under federal law to begin registering voters. And not only that, they're being required to do it using an enormously complicated registration system that doesn't work. And you can understand their frustration when they're not only required to do something that they previously were not required to do, but do it without adequate training and do it with a new system that is full of glitches and computer bugs. Now to be asked to then change course and start to implement a bunch of new procedures, I think their fear will be, you haven't given us the means to do what you required after the debacle in the 2000 election. Now, if you ask us to change course and follow a bunch of new procedures, what hope do we have that we'll get the kind of resources and be given the means to do this? So, I think the concerns are practical in nature. They're not philosophical in nature. I don't think anybody in Wisconsin objects to the notion of requiring a paper trail, because we passed it in our own state law. It's something that was a priority of ours, and I think it's a priority of people in Wisconsin wanting to protect election integrity. Other states have not passed those kinds of laws, and I think that's what's now tempting Congress to create this new national mandate. That's all well and good, but don't do it in a way that makes voting and running elections still more difficult in places like Wisconsin.
Yeah. Do you know, Mike McCabe, much about this, the security standards for the voting system that are being proposed? That's one of the items that our caller in our last half hour said was the most important part of this bill for Wisconsin.
Not in great detail. I'm familiar with the general aspects of it, but not in great detail. This is something that this federal legislation is something that we're still learning about. And I think that's one of the reasons that local election officials are very concerned, because as they start to look at this legislation and start to familiarize themselves with all of its various provisions, some of it scares the daylights out of them, because they see a repeat coming of what they experienced with the Help America Vote Act and all of the frustrations that came out of how that federal mandate was handled and how they had to sort of comply with it without a whole lot of help. I think they fear a repeat performance. And, you know, to me, one of the things that Congress should consider is how poorly implementation of the Help America Vote Act was handled, and write legislation that addresses that experience and learns from that experience, so that any future legislation is in this area is handled in a way that gets us the reality of election integrity.
Yeah. Well, with our final minute or so here, what sort of legislation would help the implementation of the Help America Vote Act?
Well, actually, I think it's more of a resource issue. Local election officials are being asked to do something that they didn't do before, and they're being asked to do it with equipment and with computer software that doesn't function properly. The state of Wisconsin and the federal government, I think, have an obligation to provide the resources and training to these local election officials so that they can actually do this and get HAVA implemented. Wisconsin is not in compliance with the Help America Vote Act all these years after its passage. It was done after the 2000 election. We were supposed to be completely in compliance, as I said, by January 2006. We're not. Mm-hmm. So I think the challenge is for federal officials and state officials alike to get us in compliance with HAVA first, and then work at creating something that helps us take another step forward in the area of election integrity without unduly burdening these local election officials, because the problems are not their fault.
We'll leave it there. We're out of time. Thanks a lot for being with us.
My pleasure, Joy.
Mike McCabe, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.